Okay, so all I want you to do is just to relax and just maybe use some of the things that we've been doing today, the breathing with the tip of the tongue to the roof of the mouth, because in a few moments we're going to go on a nice, deep, relaxed, hypnotic journey, relaxing the body and the mind and allowing yourself to just simply sink in and relax. So whenever you're ready, just close your eyes in a nice comfortable position. And maybe you'll become relaxed quickly and easily because you're now so used to being relaxed. But just become aware of how easy it is to relax now and how natural it feels to go into that place. That's right. Breathing all the way in and deep down into your diaphragm. Simply allowing yourself to settle in and settle down. And become curious about this next stage of your learning. Of this next stage of you connecting in and aligning your conscious and unconscious mind to enable you to have the most wonderful experience. And for the next 20 minutes or so, there's no need to go anywhere but here, allowing yourself to simply let go. And a thought is just a thought. It will come in and it will go out, and that's okay. I allow them to be just what they need to be. Because as each thought comes and each thought goes, you can relax even more. And maybe as you become more relaxed, you begin to notice that you need to make little adjustments in your body or yawn. Just let yourself do that. Perfectly okay for you to do that now. To do that now or at any time. For you to be as comfortable as you possibly can be. Because at this time, what's most important is that you're comfortable. So you can relax even more now. And allow yourself to go even deeper than you've gone before, relaxing all the way down, just dropping into a lovely space. And I don't know what that space will be like for you, but a space that feels so wonderfully relaxed. Maybe it feels like a gap, but it's relaxed anyway. A deep, deep space. And sometimes you just know it's that place when you just let go. And you know they're there, feeling the warmth and the comfort as your entire body simply gives in and accepts that it just wants to be relaxed. And it just feels heavier now. And heavier. And noticing but not noticing. And being aware but not aware. That on some level something's going on. Something is transforming. As we go into this lovely, deep, hypnotic state. That's right. So as you go even deeper into this gentle hypnotic rest, your unconscious mind opens wider and wider. It's like an awareness that expands beyond all knowing. And as your unconscious mind expands beyond all knowing, it becomes open and receptive. Open and receptive to everything that it's about to hear and everything that it's about to receive. You already know how to relax because you've learned so much here today. And you already know now that your unconscious mind, when you allow it, knows exactly what to do. It has all the knowledge inside you already. So because you already know this, when the time comes, and only when the time comes, as soon as you begin to feel each contraction, I want you to feel even more relaxed. In fact, when the time comes and only when the time comes, as you feel those contractions, simply imagine yourself doubling that feeling of relaxation. Just doubling it, even more than a moment before. And each time the contraction ends, allow yourself to notice how easy it is to become even more relaxed. And you already know this instinctively anyway. We're simply reminding your unconscious mind of what it needs to do at the time. And only when the time comes, relaxing and doubling that relaxation with every contraction as it comes and eases off, relaxing and doubling that relaxation, going deeper and deeper all the way down. That's right. Because, as you probably know already, and if you haven't thought about it before, once your baby is born, you will welcome every moment of whatever rest and relaxation you can get. So there's no need to fight anything here. Just simply relax. And do whatever you need to do, relaxing and letting go, making adjustments that are right for you. Excellent. So make the most of this relaxation, this time here and now, when you can go even deeper. Even deeper. And remember, a thought's just a thought. Allow it to come in and say hello. There's no need to stop it. Just simply let it be. And be curious. I wonder why that came. I wonder why that came to say hello. That's right. Isn't that a funny thing? And when each contraction makes itself known to you, use all the methods that we've learned here today and that you've learned so well, breathing deeply and safely, going with the flow and allowing your body to do what it naturally knows what to do. There inside you is a new life, this wonderful and exciting time. And soon it will be time for you and your baby to meet. This wonderful opportunity to meet this person, this being that you've helped to create, that you've carried and nurtured. And when the time comes, this is the moment you have been waiting for. You've been longing for so long, and soon, very soon, you will hold your own precious bundle, your own precious baby in your arms. And I wonder how that feels, and the love that you feel for your baby will be so amazing and so overwhelming that it will transform your life in ways you can't begin to imagine now, for the better and forever. So be ready to greet your new baby with a relaxed body and mind. Let each contraction do what it's meant to do. Go with the flow. Trust your natural state. Trust yourself. And think of each contraction as being one step closer, one step nearer to holding your baby, to feeling its small body, soft skin, and downy hair, and sleepy but adoringly loving that lovely little bundle. See what it looks like. Hear what you hear, and feel what it feels like to be in this place. Its tiny adoring eyes and tiny little fingers and toes. Each contraction taking you closer and closer to that feeling, to that image, and hearing your baby's cry. And your husband or partner's joys. That connection on the deepest level. And your baby will be totally dependent on you. And you will enjoy loving and caring for this little child's every need. Completely unselfish, open and loving, enjoying the closeness that you have with your partner as you share all this wonderful journey, both doing your bit for this new baby, your child, your little bundle of joy. And one of the most intriguing things of making a child is that for a time you feel that your child is a byproduct from you and your partner. And in a sense, that's exactly what it is. That's right. Your own little byproduct. So just enjoy that. But although this is true, your little baby has a brain that is a bit like a sponge. And as he or she grows up, they'll absorb any information from you. Anything that's presented to them, they'll absorb it too. And because they are younger than you, and more in tune with the events of their day, they will probably see things from a different perspective. And you'll be teaching your baby from the moment it emerges into this bright new world. And your baby will learn and eventually grow into a child. You might let your mind wander and wander, speculating and being curious what may or may not happen. And just allow yourself to be curious and to know that it's part of the process of letting go and trusting the unfolding of life. So let your mind wander, but be completely absorbed of the wonder that grows each day. And allow yourself, with each contraction that comes your way, at the time that it comes, to remind you and guide you that you know exactly what to do. Knowing that at some point you'll be bringing your child to this world with its own brain and its own way, noticing and feeling how easy it is. And relaxing even deeper, just begin to imagine now that baby coming down through your birthing canal, gently easing its way all the way down. And as you expand and relax ever more, your body naturally preparing, simply notice how much more relaxed you become, knowing that it's on its way. It's on its way to greet you, your child, your baby. And allow yourself a moment to be curious the gifts that this baby will bring, how it will help you, and how it will grow. And with each step closer, notice the changes that come over you, how much stronger you feel, and how much more in control you feel of the whole process. Where this knowledge and this knowing just comes from nowhere. How you know exactly what to do, what position to take your body into, how to sit or stand. Just become aware that you just know this. It doesn't matter if you can see it or feel it. Just become aware that you already know. And when that time comes, when the contractions become stronger and stronger, and you're stepping closer and closer to the moment. Notice how easy it is to take yourself to an even more relaxed state. Taking the tongue to the roof of your mouth and breathing in, or even saying something like, "Now that I'm aware of that," notice how this takes you even further down. So with each contraction, you go deeper and more relaxed, but with greater awareness and greater strength. Being aware of everything around you, but being completely connected to everything within you. And trusting your body and listening to everything it tells you to do. And following what you need to follow in the right rate and speed that's right for you and your baby. So as your baby approaches that place and as its head begins to crown, come into the final stages, noticing how calm you feel and knowing that your baby's brain and body absorbs everything from you. At this last critical stage, you become even more relaxed now, because you know there's only one thing for you to do, and that's to bring your baby into this world calm and relaxed and at peace with the world that it's about to meet, with the people it's about to meet. So somewhere deep inside, you call on an inner resource. Maybe you've got some spirit guides or angels that help you. But at that last critical stage, you know exactly what to do. You link in and call on that resource to step forward and help you for the next final steps, so as that you remain calm and at ease and in complete control of all that you're doing. So the journey that your baby has taken is filled with peace and serenity, and the journey that you are taking is filled with peace and serenity and pure unconditional love. And that love is becoming stronger and stronger by the minute. That love is becoming so powerful that you feel it softening out any feelings of pain. The love becomes so strong that that's all you feel. And as that head crowns and that love grows ever stronger, you make that one big push to help your baby take its first breath in this world. That first breath, and as it breathes, and you relax even more now that the head has arrived, and as you and your baby breathe and connect, it breathes in your love and connects with this new energy around it, this new way of connecting. And so now you're both ready to make the final steps and take the final journey to push all the way, bringing your baby all the way out now. Calling on whoever you're calling on to help. Step forward and transform this last final stage in a way that can only be transformed by that feeling of complete and unconditional love. So as you take that final push, whoosh, just notice that sense of relief and joy. Relief and joy and wonderment all at once as it whooshes up over your entire body and your entire being. Whoosh. This wonderful, beautiful feeling. That's right. And you can relax now. You can completely relax as you begin to sense or see or feel yourself holding your baby to your chest and what it's like to be in this place. How beautiful. How serene. And I don't know what that is like for you. But what I do know is that right now you're in a magical place that you'll never forget. And you may or you may not experience this again. But this experience that you've got now, you'll take with you forevermore. Holding and cherishing that whole process from beginning to end. Knowing that each step that you took brought you to this destination. So take a look around and see what you see, hear what you hear, and feel what you feel. And simply allow yourself to connect with something deeper inside now. A deeper part of yourself. A wiser part. And as you connect with that deeper, wiser part, be curious of a gift that that wiser part might want to give you now. Because when we've all been on a journey or travelled in some way, there is that wiser person inside us, that wiser you, that always has something of value to share. So in this place now, ask your wise person, I am a mum now. This is my child. What gift? What information can you share with me? What do I need to know? Or what do I already know? And just simply allow yourself to notice and connect with that. And you know, it may be words, it may be pictures, or it may just be a feeling, a knowing. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you'll recognize it. and you'll connect with it. Maybe there's some advice that the wise you can give to you now that you can use either today or in the future. Just let it come in from this wonderfully wise person. Let all these gifts come in. And then simply give thanks. Give thanks to that wise you for being so wonderfully wise and being there with you. Thank you. Grazie. Merci. However you say thanks. And just allow yourself to connect back to you and your lovely baby and the journey that you've travelled together. And indulge in the idea of the journeys and the adventures you're now going to take together. And all the places you'll go and the people you'll meet. And all the old things you'll leave behind. And all the new things you'll create together. These two beings. And just notice that for now. And how lovely that feels to know. That your baby has come from you. Travelled through you and with you. And through each stage and at each step, through each contraction and each pain, through all the labour, through all the pushing, each and every step, you are simply able to relax. Let go and trust your body and trust that your body now knows how to relax and trust that your body knows exactly what it has to do, when it has to do it and how it has to do it. That's right. It's an easy thing, you know. When you know what you know. And as you spin ahead to some future time and get a sense of looking back on today and all the things that you've learnt now and know now, this whole process was simple and effortless and easy. So much easier than you'd imagined. But now you imagine something completely different. Now you imagine, because now you know, this is wonderfully easy and magic. And with each step it brings great joy. And with each step it brings great relaxation, a great knowing, and a great unfolding. And you know this now on every cellular level in your body, just as the blood travels through your veins. You just know what you know, what you know. And it's gonna happen in this way, relaxed and easy, calm and confident, breathing in and breathing out. And with each breath in, the more relaxed you become when you let go. Because your body knows, and you know, the natural order of things, the natural rhythm of things. As you give one, you get another. And that's what happens. It's your own little yin and yang, your own little dance. And in that dance are all your guides and angels and everything else that you have to help you. All there, leading you and guiding you, step by step, making it easier and easier, all the way. That's right. How easy can that be now? So exciting. In fact, as soon as you come out, you're like, hey, what's all the fuss? Because this was the best thing I've ever experienced. I have never experienced anything so amazing as this. If only I'd known. No one's ever told me how wonderful this whole process of giving birth is. And now I'm ready. And now I know exactly what I'm going to be doing. All fear and all anxiety is now wiped clear. And I can simply let it go, leaving behind all that. Gone. Clean slate. And all that's there now is a sense of peace and knowing and a deep unconditional love for yourself, for me and the baby. That's right. And isn't it a wonderful thing to have this in place and to know this to be true for you? This confidence, this knowing. In fact, it's so strong now that when your clients or your colleagues at work, or in fact, anybody says to you, are you nervous? Are you feeling anxious? You just turn around and go, no, absolutely not at all. I am really, really looking forward to this. And I feel ready. And I feel good about the whole experience. Because I know. And I trust that my body knows exactly what to do for me and my baby and keep us safe and protected. And with me every step of the way are my own guides and my own inner guru to help me. Isn't it wonderful, that confidence? That knowing. Excellent. So just allow yourself to see that growing, to feel it growing, to sense it growing each and every day. In fact, as each day passes in your pregnancy and your baby grows inside you, notice how that confidence grows in you, that certainty and that knowing. Then when the day comes And only when the day comes, everything will be just as it's meant to be. Everything will be in place. You are and will be completely relaxed and confident and serene, bathing in this unconditional love from you to the baby, from the baby to you, from your inner guides and from your outer guides, just completely bathing in this calm, peaceful place. Excellent. I'm just going to leave you there for a few moments to enjoy that place. And when you hear my voice again, you'll come back into conscious awareness, easily and gently. But for now, simply allow yourself to go even deeper. Excellent. So whenever you're ready, and only when you're ready, and in your own rate and speed, in your own time, gently bring yourself back. Bring yourself back into your body and back into the world. And welcome back. Welcome back to this world, this